Since 1994, California's three strikes law has put thousands of repeat offenders behind bars for life. The law was designed to stop violent criminals, but over the years, it has also ensnared people like Kelly Turner.
My father died of cancer in 1996. Unbeknownst to me at that time, that was a trigger for me.
Before three strikes, Turner was convicted twice of robbery and resolved to quit serious crime. But in 1997, she was sentenced to life in prison. Her third strike? Forgery.
The amount of the check that got me arrested was $146.16.
The law became notorious for cases like these. So notorious, even rap icon Ice Cube wrote it in a song.
Can I stay out the pen when it's one, two, three strikes you win? One, two, three strikes you win.
Many attempts to repeal or amend three strikes have failed when brought to public vote. Campaigns against those propositions centered on fear of criminals and the necessity to keep them off our streets. But it looks like Proposition 36 on November's ballot could break the spell. 75% of people say they plan on passing the proposition, according to a poll done by Pepperdine University's School of Public Policy. So what's the difference? As with most things in life, it all boils down to money. Estimates show that California could save up to $70 million a year with the proposed changes. With today's economic climate and state budget woes, that's an appealing number. To see why, I caught up with Professor Robert Nash Parker at UC Riverside. He's been against three strikes since the beginning.
And it becomes this, you know, buffet of all-you-could-eat imprisonment.
Crime dropped nearly 70% from 1994 to 2006. But Parker isn't convinced that three strikes is responsible. A similar drop in crime was seen in all states across the country, regardless of the type of penal laws in place. Prop 36 revises the law to impose life sentences only when a defendant's third felony is a violent one.
If you were to drop the less serious offenders from qualifying for three strikes, you could reduce the potential future prison population by at least 40%.
But supporters of the current system aren't so sure the extra cash is worth weakening the law.
People got the message that if they committed a new felony, they would be facing an indeterminate life term.
That was Tom Toller, a researcher for the California District Attorneys Association, which opposes Proposition 36. He says it will take away the discretion reserved for prosecutors and judges who decide whether to charge three strikes or not.
And so there are already defendants who have benefited from leniency, and the opposite side of that argument is that the ones who have not, judges and district attorneys have felt an indeterminate life sentence was appropriate.
Our check forger Turner wasn't shown much mercy. She served 13 years of her life sentence before eventually being released on a technicality. Thousands more haven't been so lucky.
I know who they are on the inside, and I know that their criminal behavior is beyond them, is behind them.
Turner says she hopes that with Prop 36, others will get the same second chance she received. Molly Gray, Annenberg Radio News.